is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll free. 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. That again, freetalklive.com to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, guys. So an earlier caller was talking about Ron Paul, and you guys were talking about the importance of the primary for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
So just last night, the Secretary of State of the state of New Hampshire, Bill Gardner, who pretty much is the guy that decides when the primary is going to be,
mm-hmm.
was addressing, you know, giving a little speech, and I was listening to that. And he was talking about why he was willing to go to the mat to ensure that it was always New Hampshire that would be the first state to do that primary.
Because there are some states that are trying to one-up New Hampshire and
Florida
get in there first.
Exactly. And he was saying that that's just not going to happen while he's in office. And it was interesting to hear his reasons why. It wasn't because people in New Hampshire are special or something like that, but because mostly of accidents of history and the structure of the government here. He said it was mostly because the government and the nature of politics in New Hampshire is so grassroots. Pretty much wherever you live, one of your neighbors or someone in their family has run for state office or
mm-hmm.
some kind of local office.
Mm-hmm.
And there being so many such offices, there's just a lot of participation in the system. A lot of the things that are appointed somewhere else are an elected office in New Hampshire, the dog catcher or whatever.
Okay.
And so what he was saying was that it was also a matter of ballot access. Apparently, and I've never voted in a primary here yet, I'm still pretty new, apparently it is not uncommon to get 30, 40, 50 names on a primary in New Hampshire because they take, if you're willing to pay the $1,000 it takes to list, or if you can prove that you're indigent. And
wait, are you talking about for president?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Even if you don't have the $1,000 and just 1,000, in a lot of states it's like 50,000, and you have to be the brother of the friend of the guy who puts the thing together.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, hey, you want to be on the ballot? Boom, you're on the ballot, there you go. So it's that notion that everybody has a shot and that it is so very grassroots to where, you know, you come to expect the presidential candidates to speak in a high school next to you and to answer your question.
They really do here, too. You know, Hillary Clinton has come here and spoken a high school.
At Keene, New Hampshire.
I mean, it just doesn't make it would not happen in any other state. Politics is grassroots in New Hampshire, and as a result, New Hampshire has been very, very successful in the past as to deciding, you know, who wins there is likely going to be the person who's going to be the president.
When Hillary Clinton spoke, did you notice that there were no metal detectors, no pat-down? You just kind of walked in and there she was?
I'm not going to go listen to that track.
I did. I went. Normally I wouldn't, but there were a bunch of activists in the area that were going to hold you know, pro-liberty signs and that sort of thing. And, yeah, that was absolutely the case. Secret Service was everywhere, but the actual level of security, visible security, was very, very minimal. There was nothing.
Exactly. So it's that whole thing of they really do have to answer questions from crazy people in the audience and have to do it well with aplomb and decorum, and that it's not just who the media has picked as the top players. Everybody who even remotely wants to be on that ballot for president is going to be on that ballot for president.
There you go. Hey, Dennis, have you made it out to Porkfest yet?
No, actually, I'm working under a work deadline, so I'm coding late into the night, but sometime over the weekend I will be there.
Right on. What do you think of the rumor mongering that we're spreading that there's a chance Ron Paul might show up?
Cool if he does. That'd be awesome.
Well, word is he's coming into New Hampshire on Friday and Saturday for various different press appearances.
There's a 9:30 a.m. Little sign holding thing when he shows up at the airport. So at the very least, there'll be some Ron Paul stuff going on.
There you
awesome.
Go.
I want Ron Paul treated like a rock star so he knows when it's time to retire from whatever congressional seat, it's time to retire to New Hampshire, where people love Ron
Paul. I want
Paul.
Him to retire from the presidency to New Hampshire.
There you go. That's big thinking. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 to Providence, Rhode Island, an Associated Press story about zero tolerance. If your kids are in school, you may very well be familiar with this concept. And there's also other areas in our lives that zero tolerance has made its awful way into. But in this case, fifth graders in California who adorned their mortar boards with tiny toy plastic soldiers this week.
What the hell's a mortar board?
I don't know.
Okay.
To support troops, and it's something you make things on, I guess. You create little, maybe, dioramas on.
I love like dioramas.
Anyway, so they put the little plastic, you know, the little green army men, the plastic mm-hmm. soldiers, they put them on there in order to support the troops in Iraq. They were forced to cut off their miniature weapons.
I see.
A Utah boy was also recently suspended for giving his cousin a cold pill prescribed to both students. In Rhode Island, a kindergartner was suspended for bringing a plastic knife to school so he could cut his cookies. It's all part of zero tolerance rules, which typically mandate severe punishments for weapons and drug offenses, regardless of the circumstances. And this has been going on forever. I mean, there's story after story. Mm-hmm. They just selected three. Lawmakers in several states say the strict policies in schools have resulted in many punishments that lack common sense and are seeking to loosen the restrictions.
Hence all the news stories.
A machete is not the same as a butter knife. A water gun is not the same as a gun loaded with bullets, said one of the state senators, Daniel Issa, a former school board member who worries that no-tolerance rules are applied blindly and too rigidly. Issa sponsored a bill requiring school districts to decide punishments for alcohol, drug, and non-firearm weapon violations on a case-by-case basis after weighing the circumstances. Gee, you think? You think people could handle making those decisions?
We're not going to be zero tolerance anymore, but it's such a cute little phrase.
Well, at least in Rhode Island. For the rest of the country, you'll still be stuck with it. It did pass the Senate and the House and now heads for the governor's desk in Rhode Island. Some have long been aware of the problem of zero tolerance. For the last decade, Mississippi has allowed local school districts to reduce previously mandatory one-year offenses for violence, weapons, and drug offenses. More recently, that was one-year expulsions for violence, weapons, and drug offenses. More recently, Texas lawmakers have also moved to tone down their state's zero tolerance rules. Utah has altered its zero tolerance policy on drugs so asthmatic students can carry inhalers.
Nice of them.
Yeah, they're just making a few exceptions in some of the other states. The American Bar Association has recommended ending zero tolerance policies, while the American Psychological Association wants the most draconian codes changed. And look at what you have here, by the way. And this isn't necessarily related to zero tolerance, but what you have here in just this one paragraph of the article, the American Bar Association wants to end them entirely, but the Psychological Association only wants to change the most draconian measures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then there's all these other interest groups that have their interests in play, and it goes to show you how the government system works. The government system, not just in education, but all of the government, it exists to pit interest groups against one another in an eternal, endless, pointless battle for control over the government apparatus. In this case, it's schools, parent groups fighting over what the correct curriculum should be, or in this particular case, different groups fighting over what the correct punishment situation should be. Should it be zero tolerance? Should it be half tolerance? Should it be a case-by-case basis? It's again, this sort of endless conflict that will never be permanently resolved, because once one group gets its way, the other opposing groups then, you know, they hunker down mm-hmm. and they, you know, regroup and they
rally the troops.
Right. They rally the troops and they go at it again to try to get their agenda implemented.
People still want to see prayer in schools.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has that been out of schools?
Long time.
I have no interest in seeing prayer return, but I know that people do want that, and I personally went to a school where we prayed for the first 9 years of my education.
And they spend so much money and so much effort trying to get their agendas implemented when it would just make so much more sense to get the government the hell out of schools. That way all these people with different agendas could send their kids to the schools that had their agendas already.
Right. If people wanted a zero-tolerance school, they could send their kids in smocks so they wouldn't be able to hide anything in any dirty little crevices or whatever. They could do whatever they wanted, but this just results in everybody getting a bad education and bothered about a bunch of nonsense.
A decade ago, more than three-quarters of public schools surveyed reported adopting some version of a no-tolerance policy, according to the Department of Education. We'll tell you a little more about zero tolerance and then give you another example about it. In this case, one school has determined that there will be no touching of any sort. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbenter soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you free, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We're talking about an insane concept known as zero tolerance. And if you've had kids in the government school system within the past, decade or so, then you know exactly what it is we're talking about. That is, if your kid ever tried to bring, say, a butter knife to school, or maybe an aspirin to take, or something like that. Basically, the policy is that if you violate the drugs or weapons policy in any form, then you will be punished to the maximum. You will be punished if you bring a butter knife to school as much as someone would be punished if he brought a, for instance,
machete
or a gun to school.
Mm.
That's what we're talking about here. And MSNBC is reporting a 1997 survey of more than 1,200 public schools by the Department of Education found that 79% had zero tolerance policies against violence, 88% had them for drugs, 91% for weapons. And
97, that's before Columbine, isn't it?
That was about Columbine. I think Columbine happened in 97.
It was certainly before September 11, 2001.
Yes, it was. Some parents have mixed feelings about the zero-tolerance rules. Christine Duckworth, who's 50, is the mother of an 18-year-old daughter who just graduated in Rhode Island. She said she wanted her daughter safe at school, but she said rules must reflect that teenagers make mistakes. She said, I think there's pretty much always a gray area. You're dealing with individuals. How can you possibly apply one law to every single person and their circumstances? You know, that is a great question, Duckworth. And why won't more people ask that question about government in general? Because the same principles apply there. Government.
Well, it's obvious they're not asking it even about government schools. Parents.
Most of them aren't. Right.
The parents are just accepting whatever they're being told from the government schools, and
yep.
They're not protesting in any way, shape, or form.
For the most part.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is a sad, sad situation, and it all really stems back to the government schools and the fact that they've indoctrinated Americans very effectively to believe that government knows best,
mm-hmm.
and you just look to government for the solutions, and whatever we in government deem to be appropriate, you will accept without question.
Right.
That tends to be how it works. But the principles in effect here, and the question behind it, the issue behind her question about, you know, this one-size-fits-all policy for every possible instance or iteration of a violation, it being insanity, also applies to government in general. Government in general decrees that they have the solution. It is their one-size-fits-all government education system that, you know, dumbs down education to the lowest common denominator. And there are so many different examples of how government does this. It prevents you from going elsewhere. It prevents you in many ways from looking to the marketplace for solutions. In many ways, the marketplace is prevented from offering solutions. Yeah, I know, there are private schools, but they're operating in a seriously crippled environment where you parents are having to pay, if they want to send their kids to private schools, twice. They have to pay to send their kids to the government schools that they aren't actually sending their kids to, and then they have to pay on top of that to send their kids to the private schools.
You know, zero tolerance for public schools essentially takes what is already a bureaucratic monstrosity and makes it more bureaucratic.
Yeah.
They are not able to respond individually to certain circumstances, you know, with a student, whether they brought a butter knife or an aspirin. They're not able to respond individually. They're only able to respond as far as the rules are. That student needs to get kicked out for a year.
As though there was any real responsibility being a bureaucrat in the first place, there really wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very difficult to get bureaucrats fired if you've ever had a situation in a school with just the most awful teacher. I mean, every school's got bad teachers, but there are usually some of them that are just exquisitely bad. They're just the worst of the worst. And they're so bad that the kids and the parents would really like to get rid of them and will sometimes mount campaigns, campaigns to call other parents to have them lobby the school board to try to get rid of this one really bad teacher. Never happens. You cannot get rid of bad teachers unless they, you know, sexually molest one of the kids in their classes. It doesn't matter how bad they are. If they've got tenure, they are not going anywhere. So same thing with the bureaucrats in the, you know, the back office. There's very, very little chance they're ever going to lose their jobs for anything. But now with zero tolerance, there's not even the chance that they could be held out as, well, you know, you're favoring one kid over another. You're favoring the rich kids over the other kids. Because that could have been the excuse. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need these zero tolerance its rules so we can't be blamed. That way we can apply everything uniformly against the entire student population. So it's a thoughtless process now for them. Now they don't even have to think. Oh, what's that? You've got an army man with a gun on him? Well, that's a guns violation. Zero tolerance.
I guess we should be happy about zero tolerance. Maybe they'll kick all the students out and everybody will have to go to private schools and we'll have a... you know, we'll have our private solution we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Some parents, let's see. Okay, she says there are some signs that policies could be changing. Texas decided in 2005 that schools can consider students' intent and other mitigating factors before punishing them for any offenses other than those involving firearms. Said one of the representatives, it's hard to legislate common sense. If we get intent into the part of the code, I think we'll be in good shape. Critics of zero tolerance rules cite multiple problems. Academic achievement often lags in schools with the highest rates of suspension and expulsion, even when socioeconomic factors are taken into consideration. He says the kids feel like they're walking on eggshells. Reynolds also questioned what lessons zero-tolerance rules teach, citing reports that a 10-year-old girl was expelled from a Colorado academy after giving a teacher a small knife that her mother placed in her lunchbox.
So she turned it in.
Right. And we've seen stories like this as well. What she learned from this... Remember the story of the kid that found a gun on school property, and then turned that in, thought he was doing the right thing.
Crazy.
Zero tolerance.
Crazy.
They kicked his butt out of school. Zero tolerance policies are teaching these kids that if you break a rule, something happens and you break a rule, for God's sake, don't tell anybody. Zero tolerance policies completely ignore the concept of intent, which is antithetical to the American philosophy of justice. And, you know, that's okay with the school bureaucrats, because they don't have to deliver justice. There is no, you know, habeas corpus when it comes to the school system. There's no right to a fair trial or a jury trial or even the right to freedom of speech. There's none of that in the government school system. So the bureaucrats like these policies. They don't have to think. The principal at Portsmouth High School, whose mascot sometimes is depicted carrying a rifle, censored a yearbook photo because it showed a student who enjoys medieval reenactments wearing chainmail and holding a sword.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Citing the cost of litigation, the school relented this year and recently published in the yearbook Mr. Patrick Agin's senior photo showing him with the sword. Agin says he understands rules against guns and drugs, but he was perplexed about how school administrators drew distinctions in his case. He never actually brought the sword to school. It was just a picture in the yearbook. He says you can't really have zero tolerance. We have track and field. We throw javelins. If you think about it, you can pretty much make anything into a weapon. From the mouths of babes. 1-800-259-9231. That kid gets it. And although, you know, still, you can even in the things that he says he understands rules.
Well, he doesn't get it entirely.
Yeah.
I understand rules. You're going to need rules.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show, The School That Banned Touching, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, including the updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.com. freetalklive.com. And pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com. As we go to the phones, talking zero tolerance and this insanity that is infecting all of the government schools around the country. And there are a few of the states that have had second thoughts about zero tolerance, and maybe they're moving in the right direction. But, of course, that's still not going to solve the real problem, which is government schools. Nonetheless, we go to the phones and talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Howdy.
What's on your mind?
I got a theory about it. When it comes to government, everything revolves around money. So I want to ask the question, when they kick the kid out, do they still get the money from the government for that kid? And now they're not spending the money on that kid because he ain't there. So
yeah,
more
I think
money.
They would get it because it's a suspension. And if it's
right.
a suspension,
so,
that means they get
thing
the money.
Doing with our prison systems. Like, you know, they make frivolous laws. Pretty soon you'll probably go to jail for smoking a cigarette somewhere or buying tobacco or whatever. They'll fill up the jails, and then they make you work, and they sell products. It's this opposite with the schools. They make it easy for the kids to get kicked out, and they still get the money, and they don't got to teach the kid.
You know,
since it's a bureaucracy, I'll bet it works this way. They get a certain amount of money for each kid at the start of the school year, and they probably have a form they can fill out for each kid that enters the school during the school year in order to get extra funding for that child or
just
whatever.
Just imagine how many kids they could kick out for touching now.
That's where we're going next.
And they'll make more money because more kids will get kicked out.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Or they save more money, or more money in somebody's pockets.
The administrators.
It's all corrupt.
Yeah, oh well, yeah, it's the administrators that benefit. The teachers don't get a piece. It's the principals and the secretaries.
Yeah, what do you call it? Administrators.
Yeah, the pencil pushers. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it as always. Hey, I made David laugh. Okay, so you were making.
He seems like an affable guy.
Yeah, I like him. But you were making a point.
I was just making the point that, in fact, you know, they probably don't let the school board know, or whoever gives their money to them, hey, we kicked a kid out, so you'll have to, here's a check.
No interest for them to do that.
It doesn't seem likely. So I'll bet you that they get a certain amount for every student when they start the year, and they probably have a form for every student that comes in during the year.
I think there's a significant difference between a suspension and an expulsion. When you expel the student, they're gone permanently, mm-hmm. versus a suspension when they could be back whenever the suspension is over. So I think David's on to something there. Let's, you know, They have a total incentive to kick as many kids out of the system as they possibly can, so they still don't have to deal with them. Whereas if it were a private school, parents would be able to decide whether or not they liked the school's policies. They wouldn't be coerced into sending their kids to the schools in the first place. If the school had a an intolerable policy in regards to drugs and weapons, mm-hmm. then they wouldn't send their kids there. And if the school's made a decision, if the kids violated the school's policies and the school made a decision that the parents didn't like, the parents could say, all right, fine. You know what? If you want to make that decision and you don't want to listen to what we have to say as your customers, we're going to go across the street or across town to your competition next year. We'll take our money somewhere else because there's no guarantee, there's no guaranteed funds in the private world, in the marketplace, unlike there is with government schools where it's guaranteed every year.
Right. There was Braden and Christian where I went to middle school, junior high is what we called it. They kicked out three boys for having baking soda and calling it cocaine. It was a strange circumstance, but they kicked them out for 6 months. It was halfway through the school year, right. And they suspended them for 6 months. I don't think any, and they probably knew this was going to happen. I would think the administrators would know this. I don't think that any of those three boys came back after those suspensions. I mean, essentially, they went on. They probably went to public school or some other school in town at that point, and they probably thought, I've got friends. I don't want to go back. And they realized that they were losing a student for life for doing those suspensions.
That's a big decision to make.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody running
they probably
a company
did not do it lightly.
Very good. Let's talk about no touching, Mark. How insane is this?
Okay, from one of the Washington Post, Fairfax County middle school student Hal Beaulieu hopped up from his lunch table one day a few months ago, sat next to his girlfriend, and slipped his arm around her shoulder. That landed him a trip to the school office.
How dare he!
Among his crimes, hugging. All touching, not only fighting or inappropriate touching, is against the rules at Kilmer Middle School in Vienna. Hand-holding, handshakes, high-fives, banned.
Wow.
The rule has been conveyed to students that this is, this way, no physical contact. School officials say the rule helps keep crowded hallways and lunchrooms safe and orderly and ensures that all students are comfortable. Were hallways and lunchrooms any less safe and orderly when I was going to school because of the touching policy?
No.
But Hal, 13, and his parents think the school's hands-off approach goes too far, and they're lobbying for a change.
Here you go again, lobbying for a change. This lobbying for change, translation, begging for a change,
mm-hmm.
pleading with their masters for a change.
Well, I can imagine when you have a seventh grader, that he doesn't want to necessarily change schools. He's got his friends there. All his friends are in prison together, and he doesn't want to go to some other school. So it's. The parents don't have as much leverage. They can't just say, well, this is stupid, we're going someplace else. They can, but it's more difficult.
That's true.
All right. I think hugging is a good thing, said Hal, seventh grader, a few days before the end of the school year. I put my arm around her. It's like for 15 seconds. I didn't think it would be a big deal.
Yes, well, hugging leads to sexual touching, and before you know it, they'll be having intercourse in the hallways, and we can't have that at Vienna High School.
At Fairfax, school spokesman said there's no countywide ban like the one at Kilmer, but many middle schools and some elementary schools have similar keep-your-hands-to-yourself rules. Officials in Arlington, Loudoun, Prince George's counties said that schools in these systems prohibit inappropriate touching and disruptive behavior, but don't forbid all contact. Deborah Hernandez, Kilmer's principal, said the rule makes sense in a school that was built for 800 or 850 students but houses 1,100. She said
every single government school could use that as the.
Did you see how she got her plug in for money? It's like that's the only thing she had to say about it. Well, mm-hmm. You know, if you gave us more money, we probably would change this rule. She said that students should have their personal space and be protected, and that their personal space protected, and they may lack the maturity to understand what is acceptable or welcome. That's kind of what school's about: socialization, finding out what's acceptable and what's welcome. I mean, that's what school's for. I made some faux pas in school that are sort of embarrassing to look back on, but, you know, that's part of what school's about.
Yeah, you can shake hands with your friends, but touching them in their privates, that's not appropriate.
Right. How are they supposed to learn what these appropriate things are to do if you don't let them?
Right. By the time they graduate from high school, they've never touched another human being in their entire lives unless they're rule breakers.
Yep.
Or at least in school.
So Hernandez goes on. You get into Shades of Gray. The kids say, if he can high five, then I can do this.
That's what I'm telling you, Mark. They'll be having incest right there. I mean, intercourse right there in the school hallway if we let this go on.
If intercourse is the first step, then incest is the next.
Incest is that they're brothers and sisters, sex right in the hallways. We can't have this at school. No touching.
She's seen a poke escalate into a fight and a handshake. That's a gang sign. Some students, and these are friends, play bloody knuckles, which involves slamming their knuckles together as hard as they can.
I never understood that one. Did you ever play that? I never understood it.
I understand completely. Young men are drugged up with testosterone. They can't help it. They do these kind of things.
I must not have had the testosterone because I didn't want to have anything to do with that game. Well, that was scary to me.
Yeah.
I like my knuckles just as they are. Thank you.
Counselors have heard from girls who are uncomfortable hugging boys but embarrassed to tell anyone, and in a
they're hugging their boyfriends out of obligation because they feel like they should, but they're embarrassed about it? What?
In a culturally diverse school, officials say families might have different views of what is appropriate.
So using the public school...
diversity thing, yes.
The setup of the public school as an excuse for more draconian rules. 1-800-259-9231. More insanity on the way. There's more quotes from these idiots about this no-touching rule. This is zero tolerance. Even more insane than regular zero tolerance.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. That's 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the site, you like the show, you want to help support us, then do it on a voluntary basis. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites up front. We give you everything for free up front and then ask you on a voluntary choice to send us some money. $3 a month, in fact, is all we're asking for. And you can do it at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one, and that is that if you send that money in, we don't put it into paychecks. We turn it around into promoting the show. That money goes back into getting more radio stations on board with this program and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. Plus, you get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and chat room, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So as we continue to discuss one particular school in, it's Kilmer Middle School in Vienna, that's, I believe, Virginia, Fairfax County. This particular school has decided to take zero tolerance to, I mean, zero tolerance on its own, as we talked earlier this hour, is just insanity. It basically just removes the decision-making process from punishing students for bringing knives and drugs and weapons to school. It takes out all of the thinking, and it just says that, well, if what you have looks like a knife or looks like drugs, then that's good enough. You'll get the same punishment as everyone else, and so be gone with you. That's sort of how zero tolerance works there. But now they're instituting zero tolerance when it comes to touching other kids. Not pushing, not shoving, not fighting. Those are already against the rules. Now it's touching, shaking hands.
They don't
hugging.
Have a zero tolerance policy for touching yet. It's just really close.
What? I thought they
well, it says, this is what the principal says. She says, it isn't as if the hug police are on patrol at in Kilmer Holloways. Usually an askance look from a teacher or a reminder to move along is enough to stop girls who are holding hands and giggling and in a
but
huddle.
But it has been banned.
It absolutely has been banned.
Okay,
and
so it is against the rules.
And a boy got sent to the office for putting his arm around his girlfriend. Giggling in a huddle, or boy who pats a buddy on the back. Students won't get busted if they high-five in class after answering a difficult math problem. Typically, she said, only repeat offenders or those breaking other rules are reprimanded. You have to have an absolute rule with students and wiggle room and good judgment on behalf of the staff, apparently, is what she claims.
Wait, now she's saying they need wiggle room, but earlier she was saying there's zero tolerance.
Well, there's the wiggle room. It's against the rules to pat your buddy on the back, but it's an askance look from the teacher.
I see.
That kind
so
of
the
thing.
Teacher has the option to send them to the office or not.
Right. So it's not necessarily a zero tolerance in the traditional term, but it's still
gotcha.
Against the rules. Hal's parents Donna and Henry, said that they think that Kilmer is a good school and that their son is thriving there. He earns A's and B's before his incident, which and he hadn't gotten any trouble. Still, they say that they encourage hugging at home, and they've taught him to shake hands when he meets someone. They agree that teenagers need to have clear limits, but don't want their son to get a message that physical contact is bad. How do kids learn what's right and what's wrong? Said Henry. It's probably Henri.
Kid dad.
This last name, Bolino.
Bolio.
Whatever. He Henry asked. They're all smart kids, and they can draw lines. If they cross them, they get in trouble. I don't think it would happen too often. He's written a letter to the county school board asking them to review the rule. Hal's troubles began one day in March when he got up from his assigned cafeteria table.
Assigned tables nowadays.
and went to a nearby table where his then-girlfriend was sitting. He admits he broke one rule, getting up from his assigned table without permission.
Whoa, man.
This is prison.
That's mind-boggling.
Just like prison.
Do they actually have assigned tables in prison?
No, they line you up, and you must sit in the order that you've been lined. Talking is not permitted. And you may not get up from your table until your table is called. Usually that
means... Do they turn the lights off with the little with the stoplight?
Yes.
To deter... In prison?
Well, they don't, to deter talking, there is no talking.
Right.
They deter that with a flashlight to the side of your head.
We're not far from that, apparently, in government schools.
No. School officials said the girl didn't complain. Oh, excuse me. A school security officer spotted the hug and sent Hal to the office, where he was cited with two infractions.
Alert!
He was warned.
Possible gangbang in progress.
That a third misstep would lead to an in-school suspension or detention. The school official said that the girl didn't complain and that they had no reason to believe the hug was unwelcome. Hal said that he and his classmates understand when and how it's appropriate to hug or pat someone on the back in school, and most teenagers respect boundaries set by their peers. Today, his seventh grade year ends as school sets out for the summer. Next fall, he hopes Kilmer officials reconsider the rule. I think you should be able to shake hands, high five, and make a quick hug, he said, without things going too far.
Look
so
out!
Bizarre.
We can't have this!
It's crazy!
It's anarchy!
Mass groping. I don't get it. Shaking hands? That's one of the things that I want my child to learn in school is
don't send them to government schools.
Well, I'm not.
Right. That's what you got to do if you care about your kids. And I feel so sorry for these parents.
What do you say about parents that they think that they have a good school?
That's why I feel sorry for them, because they think, oh, our son's is such a good school, he's getting A's and B's.
Right.
Just because your son's getting A's and B's doesn't mean he's in a good school.
I can absolutely tell you that the A's and the B's that you get in public school are not as valuable as the A's and B's that I got in private school.
No doubt about it. No doubt
I was
about
learning
it.
So much in private school.
You can get an A and a B in government school, and it just shows that you know how to work the system.
You couldn't have drugged me out of that public school, though. I was so happy there with all the miscreants.
Let's go to the phones. It's Wayne in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, Wayne.
Come on.
Hi, Wayne.
You're on, Wayne.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just saying, the touching in public in schools is like totally gay rule, because makes no sense. If the schools are saying they're preparing for the real world, then why don't they just let them touch?
It's probably coming next. No touching the real world.
Well, in my real world, there's touching and there's sex in my real world, so maybe we should prepare them for that in schools. How about we go in the other direction? You know, you can just fight all day and all night about this, and Wayne, thank you for the call. But the parents can argue back and forth forever. There are probably parents that agree with the school in this particular case. The article that we're sharing with you happened to have quotes from parents that disagreed with it, but only one set of them. So, inevitably, there are going to be parents that are saying, yeah, that's cool, we can't have kids touching, it's a bad idea, it's against Jesus. Jesus would never have touched he did touch people. Well, anyway, there's inevitably going to be people that disagree, and so, once again, the conflict is brewing. The conflict is constant, and it never lets up, and it just makes it so people hate one another. They hate the different groups that want to impose their way on their kids, and they resent them, and that's not good for mankind. That's not good for our society. It would be so much better if we could have individual, different, privately run schools. Some of them would be run by charities. Some of them would be run by interest groups, parent groups. Some of them would be run by companies. And then you as a parent would be able to decide which school to send your kids to. Of course, the parents that needed help as far as money is concerned would be able to send their kids to charitable schools, schools that had scholarships, schools run by, you know, the Catholic nuns, people that were giving education away. Why wouldn't that happen? People want those sorts of services. People want to provide those services. There are volunteers all over America doing all kinds of different volunteer jobs. Are you telling me that there wouldn't be volunteer teachers in America either? There are plenty of old, you know, retired teachers out there looking for something to do with their lives. They would probably be some of the first people to step up and teach at a volunteer school for poor kids.
I don't think that would even be likely that
there would be volunteer teaching school.
That would be necessary. People consider school to be so important that there would be, in all likelihood, scholarships and all that other stuff.
Well, I mean, that's your speculation, and I can speculate in a different way if I want to, because in the marketplace, it's all about ideas. In the marketplace, it's all about ideas competing for the consumer's dollar, which we don't have in government school. No one's competing for anything there. They could care less if your kids come to their school or not. Of course, then again, if they don't come, they're probably going to send the cops to your house, which is, again, something else that differentiates private schools from government schools. At the private school, the worst thing that's going to happen if your kid doesn't show up is that, you know, he'll get an F on the test for the day, and he'll be in violation of the school's attendance policy. They're not going to send the cops after the parents in that particular case. There's so many things that are wrong with government schools, but yet everybody accepts them as necessary. We really have been absolutely brainwashed, and it's stories like this, this no-touching insanity, that effectively points out how nuts the government school system really is, but no one really sees the big picture. They'll look at this and they'll say, that's outrageous, we need to have it so kids touch in schools, but they won't go and, you know, they won't look at the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is government, and they're awful communistic schools. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You want to save your kids? Get them out of government schools ASAP. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udadd.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com, UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.